This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that there have been no talks with Pakistan on the resumption of trade with India. He has clarified it was Pakistan's administration which made the decisions in 2019 to discontinue trading with India. Speaking to the press in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's long-standing concern regarding the Most Favoured Nation MFN status, which India had extended to Pakistan, but Pakistan did not reciprocate. Highlighting the strong bond between India and U.S., Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that both nations share a very strong degree of trust and convergence. He also underlined that two nations share a sense of global good and are committed to serving the national interests while building the bilateral partnership. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls is in full swing. Prominent leaders of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress are trying to woo the voters and seek their support in favour of the candidates by conducting road shows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be holding multiple public meetings in Kiradi, Karol Bagh, Janakpuri constituencies starting this afternoon. Meanwhile, Uttarakhand CM Pushkar Singh Dhami will also hit the ground at the Palam and Delhi Cantonment constituencies. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will also be interacting with the public in the Madhipur and Rohini constituencies this evening. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh will campaign in Motinagar and Model Town Assembly constituencies this evening. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will also hold roadshow in Kasturba Nagar constituency, followed by public meetings in Mehrauli and Chhatarpur Assembly this evening. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will hold a mega rally in Mustafabad constituency in favour of party candidate Ali Mehdi. Delhi Congress President Devinder Yadav and other prominent leaders of the party will release the theme song of the party for the Delhi polls this afternoon. In Jammu and Kashmir, four people, including three sisters, have been shifted to hospital from Badhal village of Rajouri district, where a mysterious illness has claimed 17 lives over the past 50 days. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that three sisters, aged between 16 and 22, were shifted to the Government Medical College, GMC Rajouri, from Badhal after their health suddenly deteriorated yesterday. The fourth patient was brought to the GMC Rajouri from Badhal village. All the four patients are said to be close relatives of the three families that lost their members to the mysterious illness. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have paid tributes to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, which observes as Parakram Divas. In a social media post, the President said that Netaji is among the most resolute and inspiring figures in India's freedom struggle. Maharashtra government has signed 54 MOUs worth 15.70 lakh crore rupees during the World Economic Forum WEF annual meeting 2025 in Davos. A statement from the Chief Minister's office said that these agreements are expected to generate approximately 16 lakh jobs across various sectors. The Employees Provident Fund organization EPFO has added 14,63,000 members during November last year. This represents an increase of 9.07% in net members as compared to October 2024. The CBI has filed an appeal before the Calcutta High Court seeking death sentence for Sanjay Roy, who has been sentenced to life imprisonment by a Sialdah court in the RG Kaur Medical College rape and murder case. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah had sentenced prime accused Sanjay Roy to life imprisonment on Monday. The grand finale of the National School Band Competition 6.0 will be held at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi from tomorrow till the 25th of this month. The grand finale will be organized by the Education Ministry in collaboration with the Defence Ministry. This year, 16 band teams from 13 states have been shortlisted for the finale through state and zone level competitions. In cricket, India defeated England by 7 wickets in the first T20I of the 5-match series at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Putting to bat first, England were bowled out for 132 runs. Captain Joss Butler was the top scorer for England, hitting 68 runs off 44 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.